Here's the hard part about what I do sometimes. Being the responsible one that just needs to tell everybody else to calm down, breathe. We're going to do our thing. I just feel like that needs to be said. Breathe it out. Breathe it out. Like Lamaze even.
Eric yeah. is definitely.
There you go. There you go.
Eric yeah. has definitely been the responsible one on this show this yeah. week. Well, welcome back to the Eric H. Show. We're coming to you live from here at Rusty Wallace Kia of Knoxville. It is 11 o'clock on a Friday. That means we welcome in Jake Bull. Thanks for having us here at Rusty Wallace Kia.
Glad for you guys to be here as always.
Chad Campbell, thanks for making the jaunt across the interstate from your home at Rusty Wallace Honda.
I'm always glad to see you two.
Who does Grace Christian have tonight?
They got Silverdale in Chattanooga.
Oh, so you're, nice. You're going to make a trip down I-75?
Yep, I-75. Here we come.
Well, luckily, we're right here on I-75. Yeah. You just get right on and go.
It's the only way I can't get lost, Brian, yeah. unless I go north.
It is time for the pig segment, but first, we, of course, have to cue the jingle because it's time for Chad and Jake.
Here we go! Chad and Jake, Jake and Chad. Chad and Jake, Jake and Chad. One is smart, one is better. Jake is bull, Chad is clever. Chad and Jake, Jake and Chad. They're both bald, they're both bold. Jake is fat, Chad is old.
That always makes me
you
happy.
Can say you love being on the show, but everybody loves being on the show. It's the best show in the world. Duh. Especially at 11 o'clock on Fridays.
Gentlemen, last week was not a great week for all of us on the pick segment.
Better for some.
Worse for others.
Logan, Jake, Eric, all three of you were 3-3. Jake, you
500.
You got the Kentucky pick. You were the only person to pick the Kentucky game.
Whatever.
Correct.
Thank you.
Whatever. There was 7 seconds left in the game, and he called a timeout to throw a touchdown.
And I still won.
He did. Yeah. You and Eric were the only ones to get the Auburn pick correct.
It's not a big deal. You know, just 3-3 over here.
Very mediocre.
Texas yeah. kicked all of
I
us.
I get the Ainge
Stokes.
Show juice, though. So I was 3-3, but really now I'm 4-2. So.
And Tennessee got us all, except Logan.
Shocker.
It's Logan's birthday.
He has been waiting all day to just say one word. Shocker. I'm proud of you.
What a great
happy
day,
ninth
though.
Birthday! I'll take it as main event.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, for that. Oh, I'll take it to main event though. Do a zip line, play some laser tag. Yeah.
We've got a pie down here for you.
Yes. We do.
Yeah, come get some. Of that.
There was a pie bet that was made last week.
It's which, annual pie in the face bet.
Jake, what game was that on?
That was the Kentucky game.
Oh no,
stupid game.
That I was losing until 7 seconds. Stupid, and Stoops calls the timeout game. To score. I actually called him, said please help.
He's down by 23 points. He calls it, and I'm winning. The line was 22.5. He calls a timeout with 7 seconds just so I get a pie in the face. From now on, this day forward, I'm sorry. They're dead to me.
You and all of the Georgia fans in attendance booed, but Mark Stoops is trying to
cover. He was trying to cover.
We all know. Listen, Bob was texting him on Friday afternoon. He's like, I got you guys. I got you big. So, you know, make sure you cover that thing.
Here's,
they did.
Here's the pie.
It's sugar-free. I know Chad is...
It's the only thing sugar-free I've eaten in a while.
It's vegan and organic.
You just didn't want to waste a good pie.
Yeah,
if you notice the hole in the middle of it, I stuck my finger in it to make sure it wasn't frozen.
I did consider that.
Well,
do we want to do this now, or do you want to wait for the
end? Let's wait.
Do you want to wait for the end of the
segment? Let's definitely wait.
Now, let me just tell you, Brian, I called Chad this morning.
Yes.
And I said, Chad, I know you're working today. He's got a manager, had a baby, so he's working today. I said, if you want to wait till next week... When you're not working and you can go home and take a shower after this, I'd be willing to do that for you.
With what condition?
That you tell everybody on the radio how great I am and how much you love me. And he said, I will never do that. Bring the pie.
I'm just going to put this out there. The pie, if you need to test it out, it's pretty thick.
Yeah.
That's not a real fluffy pie. No, that's going to be, like, it was hard to get off, but that's going to be a pain in the butt to get off.
Yeah, I got the pecan crusted crust on the bottom. So
you like pecans.
Are we going to do it right here, or are you going to go outside where it's easier for your staff to clean up?
No, we're doing it right here.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, what do I care if his staff has to clean up?
It's on my staff.
On the pig segment this week, by the way, that – it makes the standings this. Leading the way is Logan at 31-17.
Yep.
Yeah. Eric is in second against all odds at 28-20. Jake, you are all by yourself in third at 27 and 21. Then I am at 26 and 22. Chad, you're one game behind me at 25 and 23. Cooper, one game behind you, picking via the Puffs at 24 and 24.
Cooper's last?
Yeah.
He sucks.
I'm a lot better than he is.
He sucks at picks.
Just barely last.
Eric, listen, he's old enough now. Listen, he's approaching a year old. Yeah. You know, he needs to get his act together, get a job, you know, start acting responsible.
Eric Ainge talking trash to an 11.
Everyone,
that's
everyone.
The Eric,
no one's on the list.
No one's
safe.
He's back.
Clemson is on the road at 23rd ranked Pittsburgh. I asked Eric before or earlier in the show, what do you think the line is? And he said Clemson by 9. The line is Pittsburgh by 3.5. Jake, I assume you would like to go last,
that
being the homestanding team. So, Chad, Clemson or can Pitt do it at home?
Okay, I'm next to last right now.
Yes.
And it's because I've been picking with my head. Okay, I'm going to pick with my heart. I'm going to pick the teams I like. And Pittsburgh's not a team I like. I'm picking Clemson.
He says Clemson. Eric H.
Like, the avalanche of suck that has been Clemson football this year is picking up steam. I'm going to say it stops this week. They start acting like the Clemson that they're supposed to look like. I think Clemson will beat them.
Logan.
Give me Pittsburgh. I don't trust Clemson at all, and as of reports this morning, their leading receiver has COVID, so he is not playing in this game. So give me Pittsburgh,
details.
And, you know, Pittsburgh covers.
Nah, details.
I believe in the Panthers. I still believe in the Panthers. They can score points. Clemson has had trouble scoring points. Give me the Panthers. The puff pick is also Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you know, this morning when I was drinking my coffee, I was looking at the paper and noticed that Clemson's star wide receiver was out.
First of all, you don't drink coffee and you don't get the paper.
Okay, I was just trying to act like I knew that. But because of that.
He's in his tidy whiteys in his socks on the couch.
Eating cornflakes.
Heck yeah.
I was actually on a beanbag chair.
Yeah, even better.
I'm going to take Pittsburgh here.
I'm glad, because that means me Clemson. And Eric are on Clemson, the winning side, and we both gain a game on you.
Or
you picked Logan
or
over
you sink
over
further
Eric.
Into the depths of despair.
You just took Logan.
Still better
over
than Cooper.
Wisconsin.
Okay. Eric, I'm not if I lose.
I hope Kelly's not listening to this.
Eric, I'm willing to let it go. Kelly Rice has lead foot.
If anybody gets mad at me for saying that, they need to check their sense of humor button.
Kelly Rice has a lead foot and a mama's instinct. Wisconsin is a 3.5-point favorite on the road.
I'll be here till noon.
25th-ranked Purdue. Now, last weekend, Purdue wins at Iowa. Did you guys know that Iowa fans pelted the Purdue sideline with beer cans?
I never heard anything about that.
Who would do such a thing?
What kind of monsters are they?
You know the only reason I know that? It wasn't a news story.
I didn't hear about it.
There was a photo on Twitter that was the college football photo of the week. It was two Purdue offensive linemen who picked up the beer cans that had been thrown at them.
Stone
and
cold.
Started chugging them.
You know, that's just insane.
I love all of that, though.
I can't believe they threw beer cans.
Hey, I'll tell you one. I'll give you a guy.
Doesn't excuse any other.
I'll give you a guy. You want to throw full cans of beer down on our team? If Cade May's leg wasn't hurt, he'd pick them up and drink them.
Yeah. Agreed.
Like a good offensive lineman
What's
does.
His leg being hurt got to do with it? Throw it to the sideline.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that is. Yeah. Hollow leg, fill it up.
Just got to get it closer to him.
Chad, can Purdue make it 2 in a row, or does Wisconsin get the win as a road favorite?
Once again, I'm picking with my heart. I never take a road favorite, especially in a conference game. And so I'm going to take Wisconsin on this one because Purdue
Purdue Wisconsin. Ain't doing it again in back-to-back weeks.
Is Wisconsin favored here?
Wisconsin is favored by 3.5 on the road.
Give me the badges.
Road
favorite. Give me the badges.
Logan Ward.
Yeah, wrong team's favored here. Purdue actually has a pretty good passing attack, ranking 10th in the country. Wisconsin, much like Clemson, they're hard to trust on offense, so give me Purdue.
I think Purdue goes back-to-back. It's tough to go down. Did you see the Purdue tweet afterwards? We beat the number 2 out of Iowa because they are the number 2 team. I like that.
Another reason. Yeah.
So give
Wisconsin.
Me, give me Purdue. The puff pick, though, is Wisconsin for Cooper. Jake.
Well, I think the wrong team is favored here. Clearly, Wisconsin is a lot like Clemson here. Their offense is hard to trust, and I think I'll take Purdue.
You just copied whatever Logan said.
Did I?
Yeah. Oh.
Smart man. No. Hey, I'm winning. That's smart.
Logan is. It's his birthday. He's a good kid. He is. Good kid. Good birthday.
It's your birthday?
It is.
Happy birthday,
thank
man.
You. Yeah.
How
thank
old
you.
Are you, Logan?
I am 23.
Good job.
I'm getting up there in age.
I know it's going to start soon, but puberty's awkward for everybody. I hope you make it through. You know,
there aren't a lot of great SEC games this week, so I put this one on because I'm petty. East Carolina is on the road at Houston. Houston, a 13.5 point favorite. Chad.
Well, I know nothing about either team, but Las Vegas is not going to be that wrong, surely. I'm sorry for calling you Shirley, but I'm taking Houston.
Eric Gage.
I'm kind of on a kick right now.
I
like everything Chad's saying.
See? I went with my heart and not my head.
Give me the Kigs.
Logan.
Yeah, Houston's
listen, anyone around
tough.
Here knows about Cougars.
No.
It's Jake and Chad.
No, Houston's going to beat the heck out of East Carolina.
I need to check on something. Does East Carolina still employ Rod Robinson? Yes, they do. Houston by 100.
Yep.
Cooper also takes Houston Casinos better than to pick against East Carolina or to pick East Carolina. Jake,
I would say that if Dana Holgorsen is sober, they've got a better chance to win. I would say sober or drunk, they probably win this one.
Houston across the board. Mississippi State.
He has the greasiest hair. He hadn't showered since Nam. It is gross.
Did you guys ever see? There used to be an animated show called The Critic, and the animated balding guy on The Critic, it was played by John Lovitz.
I'll make fun of you right at your own store.
Looks just like Dana Holgorsen.
I thought you were going to say Jake. I'm sorry.
No.
My bad.
No. Because you have the sense not to turn what you have into a mullet. Dana Holgorsen.
What you have?
It would be a skullet, but yes.
Yeah.
If I could grow a mullet, I would have one right now. I'd get anything for a mullet.
I would color mine orange and be on television next Saturday with it.
Yeah.
That's not a bad
idea. I would checkerboard mine.
You can buy hats
not a bad idea.
That have the hair coming out of the back. You could put like a hat on like this one, and it would look like you were full mulleting.
Oh, yeah. We need one of those
we
hats.
We definitely do.
Yeah. Will you get me one
next
for Christmas?
Week on
I'm not allowed to buy stuff online because I never do it right, so I'll text you the link.
You buy it, and I'll pay you for it.
Yeah.
Okay. Vanderbilt very nearly got its first conference win last week against South Carolina. They, of course, blew it at the end. Mississippi State's a 20.5 point favorite. Ken Vandy parlay their relative success last week into a win over Mississippi State at home?
No. So, Mississippi State, period.
That's Eric? What we're going with?
That's what we're going with. You know we're not picking Vanderbilt.
We're going the Pirates. Yeah, no. If it was on the spread, I might mess around and do that.
That's enough. I don't know if you would.
I don't know that I would either.
20.5.
You don't know. We don't know.
That's 2.75 touchdowns.
That is exactly what that is, and I'm going to take Mississippi State.
Logan.
Yeah, Vandy's awful. Mike Leach is going to hammer them.
I say Mississippi State. Puff pick was also Mississippi State. There may have been two puffs on that side.
I feel like that was.
You got a 28.5, and it's Vandy.
It
like,
needs
only
to be
put
video.
One out
20,
there.
Only 20 and a half.
20 and a half. Yeah. But you put one puff, no matter who he picks, it's not Vandy.
Yeah.
There's not a Vandy puff.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, the puffs were Vandy's only chance here. I mean, that was the only chance anybody was going to pick Vandy. So.
Yeah.
LSU is on the road at 12th-ranked Ole Miss. The Rebels are a 9-point favorite. Matt Corral, Lane Kiffin says, is not likely to play. I don't know that I believe him. LSU, meanwhile, is coming off a record rushing performance in an upset of Florida. Chad, who keeps their hot streak going, LSU or Ole Miss?
Well, I've not picked LSU all year, but I am going to start today because, you know what, I'm sick of Ole Miss. I hope LSU brings them plenty of water so if they get dehydrated, they can give them some. So I'm taking LSU. Good kids. Good kids.
So here's the deal. They wouldn't be throwing water and beer bottles. They would be throwing full handles of empty Jack Daniels out of the stands.
It wouldn't be full. Wouldn't be full Jack Daniels.
Empty Jack. Empty. Yes, what you said, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Could be
anyway,
full of something.
They'd be throwing bottles of liquor.
It's not Jack Daniels.
Yeah, bottles of something.
Pull of something in vinegar, and they're all out of vinegar.
Yeah, no, listen.
Are you taking LSU?
I am not. I'm taking Ole Miss. Your heart is wrong.
He's on the Lane train. Logan.
Yeah, so this could go one of two ways for LSU. Either they're going to play really hard for Ed Orgeron. Either they're going to play really hard for Ed Orgeron or give up and just collapse. If Florida last week was any indication, they're going to play really hard from him. I don't believe Lane Kiffin, Matt Corral plays. Unlike Dan Mullen, Matt Corral knows what he's doing with the quarterbacks as far as who's playing. So give me Ole Miss.
Says Ole Miss. I think a less than 100% Matt Corral, LSU can hold in. I think LSU does eventually collapse, but it's not this week. Give me the Tigers on the road.
Ah, yeah.
Puff pick, though, was Ole Miss.
Yeah, I'm taking Ole Miss, too. I don't think they're going to rally around it or draw it. It's over. There's nothing to rally around. There's no job to save. He's already been canned.
You've got the Lane Kiffin posters hanging in your bedroom.
Yeah, I feel like this is as good a chance as
he any. He is wearing Ole Miss colors.
I know. He's
today.
Sitting in here with blue and red. Yeah. Take that, Knoxville.
America, think, too.
That's what he says about
America.
You.
America.
America. America. This is a good time as any to tell Logan about the Tinder app we made, the Tinder account we made.
Whoa.
Faux ward is what it says. You'll be getting emails.
Tennessee
happy birthday, son.
Tennessee's at Alabama. The Crimson Tide are a 25-point favorite, of course. The Tennessee game we always pick against the spread. Chad, does Tennessee cover the 25 against Alabama?
Absolutely they do. They cover. Today is my heart, but even my head says this one, too. My head and my heart. Now, last week my head and my heart also said that they would cover against Ole Miss, and they should have with the poor officiating. But
fingertips.
This week, scoop and score. If that happens, we're not even talking about this. But yes, they will cover against.
Speaking of last week's game, you know when Jarnigan said to please refrain from throwing objects on the field, Milton was the only one that listened to it. That was the problem. Jarnigan said, "Don't throw anything."
He said, "Whoa, boys! I thought we said no.
I better not throw it.
I thought we said no throwing." He'll never live that. Hey, as a guy who's 35 and will continue to hear about that one time when I was 19 years old, unconscious at LSU, Milton will get jokes. He'll get married someday. Father-in-law will make a joke about it. I mean, it is who he is until proven otherwise.
Tennessee or Alabama, Eric?
Give me the number one more time.
25 is what we're picking it at.
Don't you even think about it.
Logan, what'd you say?
I didn't say anything.
You haven't gone yet?
No. I haven't gone yet.
What are you going to say? What are you going to do?
I'm going to take Alabama.
Of course.
Just
yes.
Because,
I'm going to go with Logan.
If
give me Alabama.
Tennessee is healthy, whoa, they just have
my goodness.
A lot of
whoa.
Problems.
You know, the pie in the face 100%. Couldn't hurt me.
Hinton Hooker is not 100%. Tyon Evans, he's still banged up as well. And I think right tackle with Cade Mays, if he is there, it'll be fine. But I don't think he will be there. That'll be a problem all night. So I'm going to take Alabama.
Listen, I'm not perfect. I'm close. I am not perfect. And I don't feel great about that pick.
I'm near perfect.
The pie in the face couldn't hurt me any worse.
I need to get a game.
You can change it.
It's not over. I mean, what did I just, what are we doing right now? What are you talking about, picks?
Yeah. Yeah. Just be smart.
That team. Give me that team.
Be smart.
Give me that one.
The team in red?
Yeah, give me that
I just spent the first hour of this show talking about the stats and how they suggested to me that this would be a much closer game than the experts think. So I can't go back on that. Give me the Vols to cover.
Good man.
Jake.
What about the puff picks?
Cooper always picks Tennessee.
Okay, good.
There'd be no – he's not allowed. You don't allow him to pick the Bama puff, right?
No, my wife doesn't allow him to pick anybody but Tennessee.
I'm going to channel
every week. Okay.
My inner Lee Corso here. I think Alabama wins, but this one's closer than the experts think here.
So closer than the 25?
Yes.
Not so.
Give me the Vols. Not so fast, my friend.
Don't point at me when you say my friend.
Yeah, he did call you a friend.
Yeah.
Guys, on camera.
Eric picked against Tennessee.
That's the first time I've ever heard him in years.
We already established today that this is not. This is
not the Eric we. This is an imposter.
Is this really you, Eric?
No.
Yes. Eric, you're not even acting
really
like yourself.
I mean that pick.
Say something.
He's not doodling on his paper. He's written one line on his paper.
The only word I got on there is hooker. I need to add something else to that.
So yes. He's repeatedly told us to behave.
Yes. Like quarterback.
At least four times.
I mean, we have lots of things planned. And he's don't do it.
Pre-show, he's saying, don't say it. What about this, Eric? Don't say it. What about this, Eric? Don't say it.
Eva, can we say this, Brian? Brian, yeah, you can say it. Eric, no, don't do it.
Things have really shifted on this side of the table, haven't they?
Yeah. And when he picked Alabama...
No, there's no snacks over there? There's no apple juice?
Well, he's not at home.
No, I stole a tea from you.
Okay. There's a little Eric left.
He's not all gone.
I believe there is Let me ask you about Rusty Wallace. Kia, you guys have great specials. Still kickoff time as we start to ease into October. November's right around the corner. Year-end stuff's coming. What do you guys have going on
now? Here's the big thing right now. We have more inventory than we've always been in pretty good shape inventory-wise, but we've got more inventory now than we've had in months. So if you're looking for a new Kia, I don't care what it is, we've got it.
There is one more piece of business I think that is needed in this segment.
Sure, we don't need to go to a break, Logan.
Just so, don't you dare, birthday boy.
Can this be video?
I will be doing the play-by-play of the pie to the face. Now, it happened last time.
I will be honest. We did consider just calling it even and eating the pie.
I mean, you can get whatever you can lick off your face.
Yeah, you're not licking my face, Jake. Not again.
All right. Are we ready? Are we ready for this? Here it comes.
Getting my headset on.
Video's going. Off. Jake has picked up the pie.
He's got it. He's in left hand right now. He's a righty. This could get interesting, folks.
Oh, he's picked it up.
You got to pay double for that kind of action, Cotton.
People have come around.
Hold on.
The crowd is gathering.
He's making him smell it. It's in his face. And it's thick. And it's
put
not even
the
coming
top
off.
Of his head.
Yeah, he can't breathe. This is a smother job. KPD 911. He still cannot breathe.
It's indeed frozen.
Oh, no. It's indeed frozen. It's frozen.
It is 100% frozen.
Classic bull. Classic bull.
The humanity.
The hard pie of the face. Classic bull.
That's how we play Chad and Jake every Friday here on the Eric Gage Show. We were guys.
Can we
so
stop
much.
Having fun and be professional?
No,
over
it's not. Bad.
This is the Eric Gage Show, and we are serious all the time.
No, we are not.
Serious
we come back
stuff.
To a very serious Rusty Wallace
that's
Kia.
So frozen. Hey, that's so frozen. Jake went and got him some paper towels. That is a concussion. Do you need protocol?
Yeah.
Follow my finger.
We'll be back on the Eric Gage Show next.
Of the pie off of his face.
Not as
and
much
head
on the beard.
And neck. And yeah, it's coming out. Also, Jake's over here talking about, I'll make my staff clean it up. Ha, ha, ha. Jake cleaned every bit of it up.
He was literally in the floor
cleaning
it up.
He was having fun. I think that's cool. If Logan would have been responsible, we would have left it all there.
But that's a good boss, because all of his employees were standing here laughing, and then he got down to the floor and cleaned up the mess he made.
Yep. I would have, but I got a bad knee, so I was going to, but then I didn't.
In this equation, I would have been the one cleaning it up.
I was going to, but I didn't. He beat me to it.
I would have been the one cleaning it up.
He just beat me to it.
But you know what? We all know our role. Let's go ahead and get the Eric Gage keys to the game. What are your keys to a Tennessee victory tomorrow against Alabama?
So I'm going to start with run game. We talked about it all the time, all day today. They're good at stopping it. We're good at running it. Regardless of the personnel we have, that has to be the thing. Because if you go into a game like this and you're 25-point underdogs, if you do that, then you get to the point where you go, okay, well, we want to take all these shots downfield, right? Let's throw these haymakers and let's chuck it all. Milton's got a cannon. Let's throw it all the way down there. They're never open if you can't run the ball. It's just not going to get it done. So if you can run the ball, then you got all those different things. And when it's all said and done, you can have some success chucking that thing all the way down the field. So the first one is run game. Gotta run the football. I'll give you the spoiler. The third one is the same thing as it always is. You got to stay healthy. You got Kentucky coming up, and we are not healthy right now. And in the Ole Miss game, it seemed like every five plays, another one of our players was laying down. Doesn't mean they're all injured. Doesn't mean they can't play. A lot of them came back in the game. We cannot go into the Kentucky game all banged up. We joked about it with Florida, right? Well, it's the Alabama hangover. That didn't just go away.
Yeah.
So, we have to play them this week. Turn around. We got to play another good football team. We got to try to get that done. So, you got to run the football. You got to stay healthy. And then the last one is here. The last one here is going to be you got resilient. If you go down 14-0, you're in trouble. If you go down 24-9, Ole Miss, you're in trouble. The guys were very resilient last week. They only gave up 7 points in the second half. They forced punts. I think they were 11-for-21 on third down. They were two for three or 3-for-4 on fourth down, but still. That's a lot of times that they couldn't go for it. That's a lot of punts. If you can get decent, be resilient, and find a way to get off the field on third down and get your team the ball back, then you got a shot. Run the game, run the ball so you have all that time to chuck the thing down the field. If at first it goes against you, you got to be resilient. Don't woe is me. We can't win. Anything like that. Keep playing. Stick to the plan. And then when it's all said and done, no, I do not think we're going to win. But I really want us to be as healthy as we can, not at the expense of playing hard. Play if they can play, play them. Play them as many snaps as you can. Do it. They'll be tired and banged up. Take care of them next week, early in the week. But you've got to go out there, all hands on deck, and hopefully have most all of those hands for Kentucky.
Those are the Air Gage keys to the game. We will come back here to Rusty Wallace, Key of Knoxville. We'll get the SEC preview. Jake did hand me this, wanted me to mention it. Right next door to Rusty Wallace Kia here at 531 Callahan Drive, they are having a D'Angelo Williams Foundation tailgate. Former NFL running back D'Angelo Williams is helping everybody kick off this football weekend right with the tailgate. D'Angelo is sharing his story, the Pink Movement, and breast cancer awareness donations to support his foundation will be matched up to $10,000 today. So he's hosting a tailgate right next door to Rusty Wallace Kia here. Barbecue and sides are being served.
I just walked in. It looked good.
Yeah, and a bunch of the staff here at Rusty Wallace Kia have gone down to help
as
well.
I guarantee it's pretty good because D'Angelo Williams is a Memphis guy.
Yep.
And if Memphis knows one thing, it is some smoked meat and
that's
barbecue
right.
And everything.
So they're doing that right next door to Rusty Wallace Kia here until 1 o'clock.
Cool.
So Jake handed me that as he was helping Chad finish getting cleaned up from the
a little bit left
face.
In the beard, but, you know.
That's all right. We'll come back. We'll get the SEC preview next on the Eric Haynes Show.
The great thing about sports is it never stops. Here's another 60-second sports minute on the Sports Animal.
Rivalry Thursday score last night, Catholic edged out Powell by a score of 32-29. Thursday night football, the Browns got by the Broncos 17-14. College football, SMU took down Tulane 55-26. FAU took down Charlotte 38-9. Louisiana got by Butch Jones and Arkansas State 28-27. Then the nightcap, San Jose State took down UNLV 27-20. Major League Baseball game last night, the NLCS Game 5. The Dodgers hammered the Braves 11-2. That series is now a 3-2 series in favor of the Braves. Game 6 in Atlanta tomorrow night. NBA scores last night. The Hawks took down the Mavericks 113-87. The Heat took down the Bucks 137-95. And the Warriors took down the Clippers 115-113. Have a good Friday morning. It's my birthday. I'm Logan Ward.
Having a blast out here. We always do. It's a football Friday. You got a lot of great high school games tonight. Last night, Rivalry Thursday, Catholic edging out Powell, the Panthers. A lot of really good football players on those two teams. For the most part, looked like they stayed pretty healthy. Great competition. Good day. And then a great slate tonight. And then what we all care about, Saturday, college football. Ton of great games around the country. Not a ton in the conference, but still, it's the third Saturday in October. And we're going down there like Doc Holliday, like Wyatt Earp.
It is time for the SEC preview. Not a big slate tomorrow on the SEC. Arkansas Pine Bluff is at Arkansas at noon on the SEC Network.
That's a team. Pine Bluff is a thing?
It is.
I don't believe you.
That's okay. At 3:30, LSU is on the road at Ole Miss. Lane Kiffin had pessimism about Matt Corral's status for the game. Has not said much since his initial statement on Monday.
The dude ran for 195 yards.
30 carries, 195 yards.
That's better than most running backs in this conference and country will have in any game all year long.
LSU had struggled to run the ball for their first six games before running for Tyron Davis-Price ran for 287 yards himself in the 49-42 victory over Florida. That is an LSU record. If Matt Corral can't go, John Rhys Plumlee maybe. Luke Altemeyer came in against Tennessee last Saturday for one play. They also have Kinnead Dent, who is technically listed as the second team, but he's not the guy who came in last week. There's a lot to it.
Yeah, I mean, LSU's playing if they play this week like they did last week, then even a banged-up Matt Corral has to play, regardless of who they're playing moving forward. The kid wants to win a Heisman. If they want to win all the rest of their games and all that jazz, he's got to play.
They are going to retire the number 10 of Eli Manning tomorrow.
Oh, that's cool.
They're putting Manning in both end zones because who is
going to
be there?
Little Arch.
Arch is going to be there for his visit.
What was that old cartoon, Archie?
Yeah.
Not a thing? That's a thing, right?
It's a comic book. There are only two Rebels who have had their numbers retired, Archie Manning and Chucky Mullins. So
Ole Miss, say what you want about him, has had a ridiculous amount of really good football players come through there over the years.
Mississippi State and Vanderbilt play at 4 o'clock. That one you can probably skip. Alabama and Tennessee, of course, is at 7 on ESPN. 7:30 on the SEC Network. South Carolina is on the road at 17th-ranked Texas A&M. The Aggies look to extend their overall winning streak to 3 games, and they look to go 8-0 all-time against the Gamecocks. A win by South Carolina would match their win total in conference play from last season after they defeated Vanderbilt last week. Isaiah Spiller against South Carolina's run defense. That could be a big one. The Aggies ran for 292 yards and 3 touchdowns last week. Now they go up against a run defense that is 74th in the country. The Aggies have outscored South Carolina 78-9 in the last two meetings between the teams. That is the SEC preview. It's a short one. There aren't a lot of SEC games this week.
No, but there's some that are you want to know how good Ole Miss is. This, like, for real, how good are they?
Yeah.
Watch what they do against LSU.
It should be fun. We'll look forward to that tomorrow. We will come back and wrap things up, find out what we learned today on the Eric Haines Show, live from Rusty Wallace Kia, next.
Welcome back into the Eric Haines Show. Wrapping up here from Rusty Wallace Kia of Knoxville, I-75 and Callahan Drive. Brian Rice, Baker, touchdown maker. Just remember, Baker, 4 hours. That's all you got to know, son. 4 hours. You might need help after that.
It is time to find out what we learned today here on the Eric Haines Show. That's brought to you every day by Gambuzas.
Yeah, one thing I didn't learn, because I already knew it, is that the GOAT place for men to get haircuts and shaves and all that stuff here in town is Gambuzas. Two locations right there in West Knoxville. Cannot go wrong. GambuzasBarbershop.com. Just go book your day, and you'll get an awesome person cutting your hair. You'll love it. Cool. You get the shoulder rub. That's the cool part.
Logan, what did you learn from us today?
Eric Haines should have his VFL tag ripped from him for picking Alabama to cover 25 against Tennessee. I mean, what a hater, right? Who would do that? I know, but I didn't go to Tennessee. I didn't play there either, so.
I picked with my head. I picked that game with my heart. And guess what, Logan? How old were you in 2006?
I would have been 7, 8?
You do not want to do this.
You were 7.
Probably 7 or 8, yeah.
We have not beat them since you were 7 years old.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I believe that was at that game.
If they wouldn't have lost to A&M, I would think we had a better chance. I'm not kidding. But I think that is a refresh for Saban to go in there and get them all juiced and ready to go. And if I knew Hooker was playing and he was 100%, I would not have taken that. That's important, right? I mean, if Hooker was healthy and playing and we weren't even talking about the quarterback position, I would have absolutely picked Tennessee to cover that spread.
The O-line's banged up, too. Tyon Evans, I wouldn't expect Tyon Evans to play, but they're just so hurt at some really key positions.
Our team, who's already seriously outgunned, is significantly more injured.
Right, yeah.
Than theirs is. And so, you have less players to pick from, a bunch of players hurt at a bunch of key positions. They don't have that. They got the – to me, it's all the makings for that. I'm not saying that they're that much better than us any other week, but I think it will be a real – and it's a home game and a night game. For them. So,
yeah.
All of those things lend itself into. I don't think it's been a lot more than that. We could score late and maybe even cover it. I don't think they're going to beat us by 50. I'm just saying. It could be tough sledding.
I learned that there are several reports this morning that say Hendon Hooker is going to start for Tennessee tomorrow.
Good. Listen, they would not start him if he wasn't healthy enough to play. Will he play great? I don't know. Are they giving him the benefit of the doubt and playing him even if he is a little hobbled? Probably, but they should. He's the starting quarterback. Mm-hmm. You know, the way that works, you go in there and you talk about your injury and you practice throughout the week and then you sit down with the coach. I'm out. Gosh, I had these conversations all the time because I was always hurt. But, you know, the head football coach, coordinator, your team doctors and trainers, and you sit down and you're like, hey, here's the deal. What's up? You know, what do we want to do? And without fail, if you're tough, you say, I'm good, I can go. So he may play, but how long does he play? We'll see.
If he's in the game, and clearly, you know, I believe he's going to play. Clearly, he will not be 100%. If they're down 3+ scores second half and it's clear that he's not 100%, at what point does Josh Heupel take him out and say, okay, well, let's get ready for Georgia-Kentucky?
It depends on if the thing hobbling him is still hobbling him. If you have a leg or this or whatever and you played three quarters already and it's not any worse, that's just kind of what you are, then I wouldn't take him out for the fourth quarter. I would keep playing with him. You never know. I mean, you get a punt, they punt, you score, you get the ball back. I mean, crazier things have happened, and you can't play give up down three scores. If they are covering the line significantly, then you probably should just take him out regardless. But if you do that with one position, I caution everybody. If you do it with one player and you don't do it with all of them, then it sends the wrong message to the football team. Yeah, we don't care about you. Go bash your brains in, and you're a little banged up too, right? Every player on our team is banged up. Every player on their team's banged up. We have some more like tweener. Are they really hurt, or is it just uncomfortable?
Yeah,
that's the thing you got to look at, because Hooker, if he can play, I hope they play him. You never know. He can make a name for himself. Everyone thinks he's only good because he can run too, right?
Yeah.
Well, if he's a little hobbled, and he goes back there and he's just dropping dimes everywhere.
Yeah,
that would help him his career too. I mean, bottom line, you don't worry about Kentucky. You make the decisions you make to try to beat Alabama, and if it gets out of hand, yes, you can make adjustments. But you can't just take Hooker out and leave all the other 10 guys in there. If you really are doing that because you can't win, then anybody on that team that's banged up and out there trying to play is going to have they're going to be like, oh, this is terrible. I guess I'll just keep playing. You know what I mean? Like, it's weird like that. In the NFL, right, it's 10 times worse. But big-time college football, it's like that too.
Yeah. I learned that if you are going to have a pie-to-the-face bet, you should probably make sure it's not a frozen pie.
Yes.
But it is still pretty funny when the frozen pie hits you. I learned that
it was fun. I mean, I enjoyed watching it.
Yeah. And I learned that it's Logan's birthday.
Hey, yeah.
And that's good for him.
I'm getting old, guys. I'm telling you.
You really are.
Having to pluck some gray hairs out of my scalp this morning, you know?
Yeah.
23.
Woo. Yeah. You're such
Never looked so good, Logan.
I know. Tell me about it.
Such an old man.
When you just happen to have it, you just happen to have
it. I should have worn the Jordans in honor of you being 23.
I thought about that on the way here, because I have like some old like Jordan eclipses that kind of came out back, I guess, late, you know, thousands or something like that. But
yeah.
I didn't wear them today. I'm mad at myself.
That's all right.
You can't be the best at everything.
Maybe I'll wear my Jordan 11s tonight to broadcast football.
I have some Kobe's I can wear next year.
Yeah, that's
24.
True.
Kobe
year. Tonight
I got some boots and some roughed up Converses. If you want some of that, you can always have that.
Tonight on Cumulus Knoxville Family of Stations on the Sports Animal on both signals tonight with Vince and Coach Mahoney. Will be Halls and Central. That should be a really good one. Talk to Jesse Smithy of 5starpreps.com about that one yesterday. And then over on News Talk 98.7, Swain and I will have Hardin Valley and William Blount, a couple teams that are looking for a little bit of late-season momentum, a little bit of a couple of offenses that could put up some fireworks tonight. So look forward to bringing you that one later. That's going to wrap up the week, though. Eric, Tennessee and Alabama tomorrow. Looking forward to that. We will talk about it on Monday.
Yeah, buddy.
On Monday, we'll be at Miller Brothers Automotive. Looking forward to that. Baker, touchdown maker, thank you so much. Logan, thank you. Thanks to Rusty Wallace Kia, as always. Check them out. They'll be here all weekend long. We'll see you Monday on the Eric Haines Show.